happened. On the show today, we have Northwest Credit Union Association's very own Cameron Smith talking about the incredible turnout that they're going to have for the upcoming 2021 MAX convention. They're going to have over 120 trade show partners there in their Strategic Link trade show, and just a fantastic turnout for the first back in-person gathering for this organization. He talks about that, as well as how credit unions can bring value to their members and how the conference really fosters that philosophy as well. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Northwest Credit Union Association's very own Cameron Smith. Cameron, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy to have you on the show. I know you're a busy, busy guy these days, but we thank you for the time that you're going to give us to chat for a few minutes here. So today we're talking about the 2021 MAX convention, which is right around the corner, Cameron.
So we are so excited to be back in person with MAX. We took a year off with the virtual last year, but could not be more excited to be back in Boise this year. First time that MAX will be in Idaho.
Yeah.
And so excited to be back in person.
Yeah, that's exciting. Yeah, Boise is a really cool place. So it's a great, great time to have it there. And like you said, yeah, back in person. So, I mean, expectations, anything like that on there? Because I just spoke with some folks who went to an in-person conference last week, and everyone was just giddy with excitement just to see other human beings again. So
there is a lot of excitement. And as you know, it's a big industry family reunion for Northwest Credit Union leaders, a chance for them to see their peers, their friends again, but also a chance for the larger industry family with our business partners as well in large attendance.
Yeah, you guys have, what was it, like about 120 partners attending? Gosh, that's a huge number.
Yeah, well, we have the Strategic Link trade show where we've got over 120 business partners coming, industry stalwarts like CUNA Mutual Group, Co-op, CU Direct, but then all of the up-and-comers, Eltropy, Glia, NARMI, Posh, Zest AI, and CRM Next, all of the companies that are helping make those close member relationships as things all shift to digital.
Yeah, no doubt. And I've been to your conference for a number of years, and I really enjoy how you guys really, I don't want to say you put an emphasis on technology, but you certainly feature it quite nicely more than most. So, and that's all part of the Strategic Link, right? So you want to share that a little bit?
Yeah. So, I mean, these partners are not just vendors, but we incorporate them into our content sessions, our future-focused roundtables. So they really are side by side with our credit unions, helping lead forward. And when you, all of the things that you report on, you've seen that financial services are rapidly evolving. When you look at the trends of industry consolidation, technology changes, changes in consumer behavior and demographics, we are in a decade of disruption. Mm-hmm. And now more than ever, we need to come together collectively as credit unions, with our business partners, with the leagues and associations to make sure that we're leading the charge forward.
Yeah, no doubt. And can you tell me a little bit about the Strategic Link? I mean, what do you guys do for these companies that, I mean, not only are they there, but they participate in activities and things like that, right? More than most.
One of the best examples is our Value Creation Task Force, because it's not just what we're bringing as an association team and the Strategic Link team, but really that leadership up from our credit unions. Mm-hmm. So the Value Creation Task Force, made up of CEOs, COOs, marketers, lenders, diverse roles from across our three Northwest states, and they are helping us vet the latest and greatest in solutions from these up-and-coming companies to make sure that we're offering the right solutions and the right products to the right member at the right time and through the digital channels that members are demanding.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff. I mean, I just always love how you guys really kind of highlight that part of the show as well as everything else. I mean, guys, it's an amazing, and it's a big show too. I mean, your MAX is actually quite big. So kudos to you guys. I mean, obviously you guys have we had Troy on a couple of days ago. You guys are up to 60% market share now. So it's understandable that you guys have a very large conference.
Over the last decade, that amazing trend of 30% of consumers served by credit unions a decade ago, now over 60%. So there is something in the water, but it's that secret sauce of collaboration, both across credit unions, the leagues, and our business partners. Yeah. When you look at 40 years ago, the big challenge was big banks and a bank on every corner and not being able to have that competitive branch network. Today, the shared branching opportunity of our time is in this digital space. And that's something that credit unions can't do just alone, that leagues can't address alone, business partners can't address alone. And it's that collaboration that just can't happen always on Zoom. There's a lot of convening power in those remote meetings, but getting back together in person to collaborate, to create, to innovate and grow is key. So we're so excited that Max is back.
Yeah, you're going to have quite the a good vibe there next week. So yeah, I'm really excited for you guys. Hey, the second part of our conversation was kind of focuses on how are credit unions bringing value to their members in 2021 and beyond. So you want to address that real quick, because it might be a really actually a good segue from your conference. What you guys are doing there.
When you think about 2020, it was all about that pandemic crisis response. Yeah. You know, redesigning lobbies, shifting to remote work immediately. Waiving fees, making sure there are emergency loans. Today, folks are being very future focused and proactive, making sure that we're building for this next decade that is going to be hugely disruptive across financial services. When you look at the competition that credit unions face from big banks, big tech, big retailers, the explosion of fintech, we're having to make sure that we really marry that community trust from credit unions, the member focus of credit unions, but making sure that we've got that 21st century digital delivery that members are demanding. And I think we're not approaching it in the Northwest. Credit unions don't approach it from a place of fear. It's one of huge opportunity and one that really builds forward.
Oh, I like that angle. I like it. Opportunity. There's no fear here. It's all opportunity. I like that. So what more can they be doing to kind of fend off these competitors, like the big banks and the fintechs out there that are kind of nipping at the credit union's heels? What more can they do? Because obviously you guys are featuring a number of super, pardon the 90s term, but cutting edge technology there at Max. So what more can they do?
A lot of it's around digital communications. A lot of it in terms of innovative platforms to make sure that we're easing friction and making sure that the experience is smooth for members. And it's all making sure we still have that close personal connection with members that credit unions are renowned for in person in the branch, but bringing that same experience to the digital world. I would also say some of it's, the value delivered is also preventing. So when you look at companies like Aluma Labs and voice authentication, when you look at Cozera with digital identification tools, making sure that we're preventing fraud, but not making the user experience and member experience more cumbersome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's definitely a balance. You gotta balance the convenience with the security. And so, yeah, to find that right balance is a challenge, but a lot of companies out there are getting it right for sure. So what do you think, or how do you think Max will help foster the goal of credit unions bringing more value to their members? I mean, keeping those competitors at bay. How do you guys see your role in keeping this, keeping your eyes on the prize, so to speak?
So I think our secret strength from the association is those relationships, is bringing together that convening power of the industry, both from credit unions and partners. Mm-hmm. And that's where the collaboration happens. It's the brainstorming, not just in the content sessions from the main stage, but breaking bread and over beers in the bar, making sure that the next generation of ideas are coming to fruition through that collaboration.
Yeah, that's a good point for sure. And that's the beauty of in-person conferences. I mean, the Zooms and all the virtual stuff was a great plan B, and they served their purpose well, and they still do. But man, nothing comes close to in-person conferences where you can, like you said, go have a beer and sit down and brainstorm, or go just have an impromptu conversation in the hallway, or go around and check out that other company. Hey, let's check them out real quick because they're right there. So that's the stuff you can't replace.
We get a lot of value out of the convening power on Zoom and remote meetings, being able to pull together the far-flung corners of the Northwest across Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. But that trust and collaboration that happens in person, we are so excited to get back to those conversations.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I can't wait to see your reaction when everyone's there bright-eyed and just like ready to, they're just going to be, the adrenaline's going to be pumping. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun for sure.
And we'll also have some quiet spaces set aside in the convention center. If folks are overwhelmed with that back to in-person, just to recoup.
Yeah, sensory overload. Oh no. Yeah, definitely have the quiet. Got to have some downtime for sure. All right, Cameron, anything else to add to wrap up here? I mean, no, you guys are going to kill it.
You getting the story out there and sharing broadly.
Yeah. You guys are going to crush it next week. So I'm really excited for you guys again. So look forward to helping you guys cover it, and good luck. All righty. We'll be watching.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir. Be well, be safe.